WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. We're back up to 81. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. In Aggie will lead the Research Valley Partnership. The Economic Development Agency announced Matt Prochazka as president and CEO. Prochazka received both his master's and bachelor degrees in speech communication from Texas A&M with an emphasis in international business development. He served as a board member and chair for the Tate County Economic Development Foundation in North Mississippi from 2008 to 2014. Most recently, Prochazka served as a sales director for a California growth-based commercial furniture company. His new role begins September 1st. A four-vehicle wreck involving a dump truck shut down University Drive for several hours yesterday. Lieutenant Steve Brock says just before 9:30 a.m., officers responded to the intersection of University East and Lincoln Avenue near the Red Lobster restaurant. According to the report, the dump truck was traveling east on University when it approached two SUVs, which were stopped at a red light.
And as the truck came through, it basically split between two SUVs, striking both of them and pushing them to the side. And as it entered into the intersection, there was a Nissan truck that was westbound on University attempting to turn left onto Lincoln Avenue. That truck had the right of way. It started to make its left turn, and then the dump truck T-boned that Nissan.
Brock says the dump truck rolled onto its side and wrapped around a light pole, trapping the driver, who was eventually removed by firefighters. All four drivers were transported to the hospital, but none were believed to have life-threatening injuries. Witnesses told CSPD the dump truck was honking its horn as it approached the intersection, and early indications show it could have had a mechanical malfunction, which prevented it from stopping. At least two out of the three College Station City Council positions will be a contested race this November. Dallas Shipp filed for place 3 on the council yesterday. His opponent, Linda Harvell, currently holds the position and has filed for her first full 3-year term as she is finishing up the 1-year unexpired term left when Carl Mooney ran for mayor. Both races for College Station school board positions will be contested. Gerald Verwald joins Shanna Elliott and Geraldyn Nolan, filing for place 7. Place 6, currently held by Michael Schaefer, is also up for election. He has filed for re-election and will go up against Jacqueline Martin Huff, who filed yesterday. The filing deadline is 5 p.m. on Monday, and election day is November 7th. A bill that would require Texas's largest cities to hold a public vote before they annex surrounding property received final approval during the special session. The bill only covers cities of 500,000 or more, so it does not apply to the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says the legislature's involvement still concerns him.
Because if that's allowed to continue, you can see a gradual eroding of College Station, Bryan, any municipality for that matter, being able to say, okay, this is what we know is in our best interest, and so this is what we're going to do.
Mooney, during his visit on our show, cited the hands-free law as an example.
That's one of those things where we saw the need, because we're a college town, and there's a prevalence of that going on, particularly among one of the larger population groups in our city.
The legislature's month-long special session wrapped up Tuesday, a day before the deadline. United Way of the Brazos Valley is moving. President Allison Prince says their new offices located on Briarcrest Drive in Bryan are better suited for their staff.
We have kind of a big building for just 9 full-time, 2 part-time employees. So we're downsizing in space to something that's a little bit more adequate for us. Getting out of the property management business. But we are kind of upgrading in finish out, I guess you could say. It's going to be just a nicer, newer space for us to operate out of.
Prince says donations and other deliveries should be sent to their new address, which you can find online at uwbv.org or on their Facebook page. Today is the opening day of the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit at Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center. The original exhibit, more than twice the size, debuted nearly 3 years ago in Belgium to mark the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
It was over 6,000 feet in Bastogne, and this exhibit is over 2,000 square feet of some of the choice items that were displayed there that relate to Aggies and the Brazos Valley.
Executive Director John Adams says the goal is to open a military heritage center at Veterans Park to house this exhibit and more.
The veterans and the citizen soldiers of Brazos Valley are such a major part of our makeup. I mean, they're in our businesses, our families, and so that's what we really want to honor.
Adams says an official ribbon cutting will take place on August 31st, and the exhibit will be open in the Stark Galleries through mid-December. While other cities are preemptively removing their Confederate statues, one Texas city is staying the course.
In the wake of the Charlottesville riot, cities like Baltimore are removing their Confederate monuments as a way to avoid a similar clash. San Antonio debating what to do with their similar statue. Mayor Ron Nirenberg says trust the process.
Well, we have a process that we're working through right now to ensure that the monument is placed in a proper context.
He says there have been protests in San Antonio's Travis Park, but all sides have remained nonviolent, and police have done a great job of keeping the peace. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 81 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9517.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, say 12. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportsdx.com.
We're sitting in between areas of cloudiness this morning. We should end up with a partly sunny day. Temperatures will be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy conditions are forecast for tonight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine once again for tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. The outlook for Saturday, partial sun, temperatures between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I thought I had a story about roller coasters. Just hearing that commercial made me think of that.
Okay.
We were discussing roller coasters yesterday.
We were.
I remember, and how you said, well, both of y'all said you were kind of roller coaster people.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, here we go. It's the new roller coaster coming to Cedar Point in 2018.
Roller coaster capital of America.
Really?
Yeah.
What state is that in?
It's in Arizona, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The tallest, fastest, and longest hybrid roller coaster in the world. It opens next spring. It's called the Steel Vengeance Coaster. It'll be more than 200 feet tall with a figure eight layout, first of its kind, twisted snake dive.
Ooh.
It's Ohio, by the way. I'm sorry.
Twisted snake dive.
In all, the ride will take 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah, that's a while. I'm just saying that's a while to be slung around and flailing out there.
Right. 2 minutes and 30 seconds of fun.
Okay, that's all right if you do this. All right, so nearly every U.S. American household could save some money by just not buying as much stuff, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. Somebody's put this list together so that you can feel badly because you're buying stuff. The average size of the U.S. American home has nearly tripled in size over the past 50 years. So of the people, 25.
Good point.
25% of the people with two-car garages don't have room to park their cars inside.
Mm-hmm.
32% of the people with two-car garages only have room for one vehicle. So 25%, at all. 32%, yeah, we can get one in there. The United States has over 50,000 storage facilities. That's not units, that's facilities, 50,000 of them. 3% of the world's children live in America. Who live in America own 40% of the toys globally. There, that's what you're supposed to feel bad about.
Yeah. Right.
Only 3% of the children, but they own 40% of the toys because they're American.
Yeah.
The average American throws away 65 pounds of clothing. Pounds of clothing. We don't think of those two words
together. Wow. Yeah.
Every year. People who consume more audio entertainment than video entertainment report saving more money and having higher satisfaction with their life. Once again, people who consume more audio entertainment than video entertainment, in other words, they do maybe radio and podcasts,
okay,
and TVs and movies, then they, first of all, save more money and they have a higher satisfaction in their life. Americans spend more on shoes, jewelry, and watches than on higher education.
Oh, yikes.
Wow. Mm. And Americans spend $1.2 trillion every year on non-essential goods. In other words, stuff we don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're U.S. Americans. We want to do that. That's our birthright.
Right, exactly.
Caller.
That's why I listen to WTAW.
Yeah, because you're an American.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of money. That's a good thing. So most people would have taken a selfie with dancers in the background if you were at a place called Club Lust in Tampa, Florida.
that yeah, or you know, one of those bothies.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
I know this story.
Okay, mm-hmm. Rorn Soren.
I was like, how do I know that we're Club Lust?
Yes,
where have I
that?
Heard
right.
that?
Well, back in December of 2016, Mr. Soren decided to take a selfie of himself with his gun in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
You understand exactly what happened? Yes, it discharged. Bullet went through the mirror into the ladies' room on the other side. Thankfully, nobody was in there.
Right. Which, that's a first.
Yeah. When police got there, they found the gub, the ammo, and the drugs on the Asian Pride gang member who was arrested, now serving 6 years and 5 months in prison.
Yeah, he tried to leave, and the bouncer walked up to him and was like, "Hey, man, I just heard you shoot your gun in the bathroom."
You can't do that.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I was just trying to take a selfie.
Yeah, really. So I got my gun. I was really proud of it. So
yeah.
The Miss America pageant, less than a month away. Who knew? And the pageant officials announced the judging panel for this year's event. American Idol winner Jordan Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Country music star Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They'll be celebrity judges, along with actress and model Molly Sims.
Okay.
And the editor of People magazine, James Cagle. Also, Chris Harrison from ABC's The Bachelor. Sage Steele.
Yep. Sports.
ESPN.
Yep. ESPN.
Okay.
Will be back as co-host of the pageant. Okay.
Okay.
It airs on ABC on.
She does a lot of NBA, so September that's probably 10th. Why you didn't recognize her name.
That's it. Yeah. Of course. Normally I would, but in that case, yeah, I wasn't able to do it.
What Hello. A hodgepodge of people.
It is, yes. Hello.
I'm talking to Miss America next week.
Oh.
She's a friend of the show. She was on last year, and I think she wanted to come on and, like, give her State of the Miss America Union speech before she left. So,
yeah.
So she's doing it on your show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Savvy Shields, yep. Savvy's had a great year, I think, as Miss America, and we all need to honor that. So that's next week.
Right. Well, I think I just saw somewhere that Miss Texas is an Aggie.
No way.
Yes, 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 yes. I'll do some research
just to
verify.
And who again is Miss America?
Savvy Shields.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's short for Savannah.
Oh, yeah, of course. It would be. Yeah, that would make sense.
And we just call her Savvy.
Of course, because she's a friend of the show. Got it.
Yeah.
Savvy.
And one more plug, if I might. You know, I try to do 1 out of 5 good shows a week, and I'm hopeful that today might be it, because if anyone's listened, I doubt that's possible.
Okay,
but it's
sure.
just it's not been a good week.
Okay, all right.
But we're talking to Dr. Neil Hammerschlag of the Rosenthal Marine Science Institute at the University of Miami.
I thought you already talked to him.
Last year or two years ago,
I
maybe.
This was
another shark guy.
Oh.
He was on the West Coast. Neil's on the East Coast and has done a lot of research on hammerheads and tiger sharks. So we're going to visit with him today. So I'm hopeful, hopeful.
How'd that other shark guy?
He actually turned out pretty good.
Okay.
He's not quite as good in media as Neil is, who's a pro. He's Mr. Shark Week. So, but he was good. He was interesting. He was a great white shark guy.
Okay. Well, now so you need to get this Degrassi guy on. What's his name?
Degrassi?
Yeah. Come on, help me out here. Who's the he's the guy who's doing the show on PBS?
No, I don't watch PBS. I know you're a big PBS guy and you donate, but I don't watch PBS.
All right, so Miss America Today, is that right?
No, next week.
Oh, next week. All right.
Next week.
I'll be listening.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you will. Count on it. Bye. All right.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You know, Jordan Rogers is Aaron Rogers.
Aaron Rogers
is apparently got a new girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Aaron does. Okay.
Yeah. Aaron apparently caught having a romantic dinner with, I'm using this so Chip can't.
Gotcha.
Marie Margulies, who is a former soccer star from Harvard.
Oh, okay.
Word is they hit a swanky joint called the East Pole, where he requested the most out-of-the-way table possible. Of course, we all know that Aaron Rodgers had been dating Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn,
okay.
Movie star, yeah.
But at some point, the reason I bring that up is at some point, do the bookies care? I mean, because if their romantic life is not exactly what they want it to be, can they shut that out when they're on the field?
Well, I mean, you have to look at, unless they're dating a Kardashian, because
Then
you've got the Kardashian curse.
That whole thing that's going
to happen. So, I mean, it does, you have to take that into account.
Because Jay Cutler had that problem, didn't he?
I thought they got married. Kristen Cavallari. But they got married and had kids.
Oh,
and
did
stuff.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
I think he just was having issues.
Oh, okay.
Well, with the football.
He was just being
and throwing it.
Okay. Got
yeah.
It. All right. Well, anyway, so we've got that going.
Okay. Hey, I did find the information about what I thought was Miss Texas, and she's actually a graduate from A&M Galveston.
Oh.
She was also a reserve officer in the U.S. Coast Guard, and she was named Mrs. Texas. So I guess they have a separate division for married people.
Cool.
Yeah, but her name's Anne Marie Regroot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
her mom's not listening.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. So anyway, but very cool. And so they have a little picture of her in her U.S. Coast Guard uniform with her tiara.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. The astrophysicist I was trying to see if Chip had on the show was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay.
He's a big deal.
Yeah. He's like the astrophysicist.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he has a real problem with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
He told the Hollywood Reporter that for decades he's had to explain there is no
dark side of the moon.
That's right. Dr. Tyson said, quote, there's a far side and there's a near side, but all sides of the moon receive sunlight across the month.
What about that side that's going to be making the eclipse happen?
I don't know.
Next week.
Neil goes on to say that even the spoken part in the fade out in the last track of the album, where you hear somebody say, there's no dark side of the moon, really, matter of fact, it's all dark. It's all wrong, too. So there you are. Because we need astrophysicists telling us that that we're wrong. Cher got a Cher story.
Oh.
New magical animation is out. She's got an animated single out. Billboard.com says, Ooga Boo. It's from the soundtrack of a new Netflix kids show called Home Adventures with Tip and O, based on a DreamWorks animated feature. Cher's an alien named Cher Cacophony, and the song is about empowerment and loving yourself. So there you go. Way
sounds
to go, Cher.
Interesting.
Dolly Parton has recorded her first ever children's album.
Dolly.
It's called I Believe in You.
She kind of has the voice for a children's album.
Still sounds the same at 72 or whatever she is. All the proceeds go to Dolly's Imagination Library charity, which promotes literacy and the love of reading. She says it's been 20 years since the Imaginary Library was launched. And we've seen 100 million books get into the hands of kids, and hopefully we'll get many, many more. The songs include her new version of the 1971 single, Coat of Many Colors. Album will be released digitally on September the 29th, and there will be a CD out on October the 13th.
Cool.
So you know, yeah. All right, so You been to a bar before where the bartender is maybe not the best?
Once or twice, yeah.
Happens from time to time. Well, a bar in Japan has now hired macaque monkeys to serve drinks.
Oh, okay.
Online videos show the monkeys at the Kayabuki Bar handing out drinks and napkins to customers.
I've seen monkeys at the zoo before, and I'm not sure I want their hands on my drink.
That's what I'm thinking. It's, you know, because sometimes you accidentally get a finger in there.
Yeah,
and then it's just,
don't need a monkey finger in
monkeys
there.
Monkeys are dirty.
They
that's
really
what my
are.
My dad wanted a monkey when he was a kid or something, and so I don't know. But my grandfather would always say, monkeys are dirty.
Yeah, well, you'd want a monkey until you didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
And then even with Craigslist that we have today, or, you know, you could sit in the Walmart parking lot with, you know, free monkey puppies or whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, even the small ones are freakishly strong and, like, are reportedly, like, tear people's faces off if you look them in the eye and stuff.
Well,
so.
And again, they are. They're wild. They're really not on the domesticated. Like, and I understand, you know, he probably didn't want it roaming free in the house, but still.
There was a guy in my neighborhood who had a monkey when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
And monkeys scratch, don't you know?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Anyhow, the owner says the monkeys are his most popular servers. It all started back when he brought his monkey to work one day and noticed the primate had a natural gift for serving customers. Really? A caring monkey.
Oh.
He later brought a second monkey who immediately started copying the first one. The owner has since brought in several baby monkeys who will eventually learn the trade.
Yeah, and cue PETA.
Yeah, who's using the grinding organ?
for now, they just say they pose with the customers and they're cute and they hand them napkins and that's
dull.
All righty.
I also heard that they use monkeys
Tip a monkey?
I heard they use them sometimes to rob people, too. So
what?
That's kind of,
They're like pickpocketers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, anyway.
Because they're like crawling on your back. They're like slipping those little digits in your pocket.
You think it's cute and they're stealing your credit
card. Next thing you know, you don't have your watch.
Yeah.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Just over 10,000 batteries for the Galaxy Note 4 are being recalled for risk of overheating that could lead to burns or fires. Only phones refurbished through AT&T's insurance program and handled by FedEx Supply Chain are impacted. It appears counterfeit batteries were used in some of the revamps. Replacement batteries are being sent out by FedEx. Pink slips at Union Pacific. The railroad is laying off 500 managers and 250 other workers to reduce costs. The cuts go into effect by mid-September. Minutes from the July Federal Open Market Committee meeting show some dissenters urging care in the timing of balance sheet reductions. The concern is that easy financial conditions and tight labor markets could result in an overshooting of the inflation target that could be costly to reverse. The markets close a little higher, with the Dow up 25 points, the Nasdaq gaining 12, and the S&P up 3.5. Futures are trending lower at this hour. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward yourself and join Hello Rewards today at myhellorewards.com.
Today, a big secret that Amazon, eBay, and thousands of other online retailers don't want you to know. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here's the secret. As it turns out, it's not just the convenience factor of the price that's sending online sales soaring while in-store retailers are hurting. There's something else. Researchers at the University of British Columbia find that people are more likely to buy something for pleasure at the spur of the moment on a touchscreen device like your phone, even when they weren't online specifically to shop, even when they're on a tight budget, and promise themselves to rein in spending. On the other hand, when on a desktop with no touchscreen, people are more likely to buy products only when needed. For reasons not quite understood, The experience of a touchscreen triggers a shopper's experiential thinking process, meaning they can somehow see or feel themselves using the product. Best advice, if you're on a budget, stay away from your smartphone. Get all the tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The next time you go to the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes. Actually, don't waste your time. I'll tell you, too long. It's 2017, the days of going to the grocery store, battling for a parking space, and searching high and low for some obscure ingredient are over. It's time to say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking healthy, delicious meals fun, easy, and convenient. Just go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients. No more wondering if you have the right amount. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Research Valley Partnership has chosen an Aggie as their new president and CEO. Matt Prochaska was selected after a five-month nationwide search. Most recently, Prochaska served as the sales director for a California growth-based commercial furniture company. He received both his master's and bachelor degrees in speech communication from Texas A&M with an emphasis in international business development. He begins his new role with the RVP on September 1st. A mechanical malfunction may be the cause of a four-vehicle wreck involving a dump truck yesterday morning. Lieutenant Steve Brock says the dump truck, traveling eastbound on University Drive, split two SUVs, stopped at the intersection of Lincoln Avenue near Red Lobster.
Witnesses have said they heard him laying on the horn constantly, and he may have had some type of mechanical malfunction that prevented his truck from stopping.
Brock says after pushing the two vehicles aside, the dump truck entered the intersection and hit a westbound pickup attempting to make a left turn. The dump truck then flipped on the driver's side and slid into a light pole.
There was a period of time where that driver and that dump truck was trapped, and the fire department was able to remove him from the vehicle and then obviously start giving him treatment.
Brock says all four drivers were transported to the hospital, but none were believed to have life-threatening injuries. Eastbound traffic on University Drive was shut down for several hours, and westbound traffic was reduced to one lane. The Texas legislature wrapped up its month-long special session Tuesday. As things stand, cities the size of Bryan and College Station will not be required to have a public vote before annexing surrounding areas. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on our show still voiced concern.
This is still moving forward the governor's agenda to disallow, if you will, cities from being able to govern themselves. It's another little, you know, notch taken out of our belts and put on his. And so that concerns us.
Mooney says if that is allowed to continue, you'll see a gradual eroding of cities being able to do what is in their best interest. With the filing deadline less than a week away, three more people in College Station have filed to run in November's election, two for the school board and one for the city council. Gerald Verwald has added his name to the list of candidates for place 7 on the school board, and Jacqueline Martin Huff filed for place 6. Dallas Shipp filed for place 3 on the city council, which is currently held by Linda Harvell, who is seeking re-election. United Way of the Brazos Valley is ramping up for the start of their community campaign next month, but first, they're moving.
We'll be leaving our Southwest Parkway location and moving over to Briarcrest. So if you make any deliveries or you send in money to us, your donations, please note our new address.
President Allison Prince says they're downsizing in space to better suit the size of their staff. You can find the new address on their Facebook page or on their website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's your numbers.
We're sitting in between areas of cloudiness this morning. We should end up with a partly sunny day. Temperatures will be somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy conditions are forecast for tonight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine once again for tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. The outlook for Saturday, partial sun, temperatures between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's find out what's going on at the Aggieland Humane. We were just talking a little while ago about monkeys serving drinks in a bar, Carolyn. It's in Japan.
No.
It's not anywhere near here.
No.
Now, you know, when y'all end up with an unusual pet that gets out, you have to keep them for a while. I guess sometimes you have to call in specialists who can help you with that. How's
we
that
do.
Work?
Yeah, yeah, we do. We do. Animal behaviorists and trainers and things like that. Yeah, we do that kind of thing.
But mostly it's dogs and cats and that kind of stuff. And you got plenty of them right now, huh?
We do, yeah. But Saturday.
Right. It's kind of like a clearance sale, right?
Clear the shelter.
Okay, all right.
You know, on sale, they are for free.
Oh, wow. That's a good price.
It's a real good price. And, it you know, our regular adoptions aren't, you know, too much more.
No.
But the package that you get whenever you adopt from Aggieland Humane, a $300 value,
wow.
You know, so even at our regular adoption prices, which are, you know, $95
yep.
or something like that, Saturday, they're free, getting something, you know, you get a warm, fuzzy pet,
yep.
dog, puppy, cat, kitten,
whatever.
You
yep.
know, whatever.
And the price is right.
And, you know, $300, and they're going to be spayed or neutered,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have their vaccinations, they're going to be microchipped, and that's going to be registered also.
Wow.
Worming, flea control, and then also discount coupons, you know, in your bag.
Right.
So, you know, come on out. It's Saturday, 11 to 3, 5359 Leonard Road. Go online right now, today
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow, and download one of our adoption applications.
Sure.
Get it filled out on the top or up in the corner, you know, put that it's for Clear the Shelter.
Okay.
Email, fax it back to us so we can go on and get you approved so
yep.
you don't have to wait. I mean, we're expecting lines of people.
I would think so.
You know?
Yep.
So let's get you pre-approved and everything. So all you have to do is walk in and say, hey, I'm pre-approved. Look at our website, too. Look at the pets that are available. You know, go on and scout them out. See what kind of appeals to you. What size dog, what color
mm-hmm.
cat, you know, anything like that. And you know, just get ready to come take
sure.
a pet home.
It really will be fun. Now, what time do you open up?
On Saturday,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock
okay.
until 3 on Saturday.
Now, are you gated at the road or is the gate going to be open or how does that work?
Well, the gate will be closed until 11.
Okay. All right. So Because folks, that means folks are going to have to wait out on the road if they happen to have
yeah,
to be
they
in
can,
line there.
They can pull on the side.
Sure,
They've done it before, but we'll swing the gate open at 11 o'clock. Yeah. But come out today, come out tomorrow, fill out your application.
Yep.
You know, you can come out and fill out your application on site. That way you can also look at the dogs, look at the cats that are there, and then, you know, get ready for Saturday.
It's free time. Okay, so what's the website?
www.aggielandhumane.org.
Okay, very good. Anything else?
Oh, just, you know, take care of your pet. It's going to be hot all this week. If you've got somebody at home already, you know, make sure if they're outside that they have shade, that they have water. Don't walk them in the heat of the day. Feel the concrete, you know, because the pads on their feet are like your bare feet or your hands on the concrete, you know?
That and keep plenty of water and give them a place to be in the shade, right?
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, we visit with the Humane Society on Thursdays. We also visit with the City of Bryan. Cody's here this morning from the Development Department. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Gosh, let's just kind of do a different directional situation as we tour the city and see what's going on. Let's start over on the east side. How are we coming along as far as development there is concerned?
Man, the east side is blowing up. The good news is the west side's coming right along. I know we talk a lot about the east,
yeah.
But things are continuing to come into that Bryan Town Center there.
Mm-hmm.
Residential development is growing, just blowing up on that side. We've got roughly 130 acres going to be annexed on the east side. Down at Hardy Whedon and 30.
Right.
We've been requested to annex a little bit of property down there for single-family homes.
Well, you know, that's an interesting situation because over there, it's not quite a planned community, but they have a pretty good idea as to how things are going to lay out. So you know that they're going to be infills with business and such.
Correct.
Whereas the west side, almost by comparison, was kind of free-range, Wild West type stuff. It was a more organic development type situation.
Correct. Is that BioCenter, you know, the BioCorridor out there continues to blow up. We're going to see more development in that area. There's one development out there right now that is huge. On my radar, we have a multifamily complex going in on 47 that extended some public infrastructure that was needed to help spur on development in that area. So, and that was also the first non-public developer in that corridor, so that's huge. You know, we're hoping we'll start to see that development.
How many units and what kind of units will be in
They are very high-end units, looking for people that actually work or go to the Health Science Center, students, anybody looking for apartment living but doesn't quite want all the hustle and bustle.
Sure.
Very high development. There's 60 units out there, 5 buildings. They're right there on Turkey Creek. It's got a beautiful landscaped area for, you know, dog park or picnic tables, things like that.
So that's a young professional type
young
situation.
Professional, yeah.
Okay. Well, again, that's bringing in a whole new area over there.
Absolutely.
Of course, the thing going on around the Stella and all the development there is really very aggressive.
I'm very excited about that whole Lake Atlas area.
Right. Now, is there any way for us to understand exactly what this is going to mean for the property values and property tax input? You know, we were talking the other day because College Station, like Bryan, is doing their budget, and I happen to see numbers in College Station that they got $400 million in new construction, basically, or new residences going in there. And I wonder how does that relate as far as Bryan's growth is concerned?
This year on growth, we're off the charts again.
Uh-huh.
In 2016, total, we did 392 single-family homes.
Okay.
That compared from beginning of the year to end of July last year, we had done 216.
So almost doubled.
Almost. That was for the year, and then to date, this year, already to date, 267.
We're almost doubled as of today, and so we will move on from there.
Yes, we doubled our July, almost doubled our July output for last year, so residential development's off the charts.
Now, as we talk about residential development, too, the prices of those houses, the price ranges of those drive the way those neighborhoods will develop. So basically, what seems to be the most popular price ranges that we're seeing as far as this goes right now?
It is very tough to tell you exactly what those price ranges are. Greenbrier, Austin's Colony, Oakmont's coming. You know, I'm expecting lots in the 70s and up.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple of developers right now trying to bring in development with lots in the 40s. which helps bring that house price down, which, sure, you know, is a housing stock that Brian really needs.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. Yep. Well, we can't really talk much south because College Station's there. Southeast, yep, you say, to Hardy Whedon Road. That's fairly south. Let's talk about up on the north side, what's happening in Brian.
North side, we've still got a hotel going in up there right at 2818 and Highway 6. Brian Industrial Park continues to have discussions with, you know, trying to lure people in. So does the Texas Triangle Park. You know, it's a very exciting development up there, trying to bring in new businesses to the Brazos Valley. In my department, we usually get to talk to those people second. They'll start, sure, with economic development and so forth. But we're very excited. Things are moving. There's a lot of discussions going on about that Texas Triangle Park and the Brian Industrial Park.
Well, and also, you know, let's talk about Rellis then, because, again, and this is, as we've talked about, it's a blank slate for Brian to be prepared. You have to move quickly because A&M wants things to go quickly. I know that probably brings some challenges. But as we look beyond it, there's a large area of land out there that can be used for a lot of things. What kind of priorities are you doing, or what kind of things are you doing to get ready for what Rellis is?
Right now, our planning department is working on an RFP, hiring an outside consultant to come in and talk about the annexation of that area out there is a huge deal. So it's not anything that we're staffed to do. My planners are absolutely capable, but, you know, staffing is a big deal. We're busy elsewhere, so, mm-hmm, I think we're going to hire an outside consultant to come in and help us with that annexation.
Sure. And legislation in Austin will mean that only cities over 500,000 have to go through any special hoops to do annexation, so there won't be any roadblocks as far as that goes. But generally, that's area out there that could become anything and everything. Anything else we didn't cover this morning that's important?
I wanted to touch
you
on a couple of generals. Mm-hmm. Hotel construction in Brian right now is still moving along. We've got four under construction, 377 new guest rooms in those four under construction. Construction value probably $16.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's very exciting for Brian is multifamily construction. We've kind of lagged behind in multifamily over the years.
Right.
But right now we have seven multifamily complexes under construction. Value, you were asking about value a little earlier. Roughly, our number is about $107 million.
Yeah. So. Well, again, then that shows a diversity in growth. You want to be able to have that so that you have people in who can move into either upscale apartments, mid-scale apartments. And then tell me a little bit about the challenges that Brian might have as far as affordable housing is concerned, because every city has to try to provide that.
We do. That was the housing stock I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge need for low-income housing. The problem is land prices right now. It costs a lot of money to develop a neighborhood. By the time you get streets, water, sewer, sidewalks in there, you know, any fees that may come along with that, and the cost of the construction itself, you almost price yourself out of that market. And then on top of that, you've got building prices, construction prices, materials prices that are continuing to escalate. It's going to make it tough, but we've got to find a way to get it done.
Well, okay, well, let's take it now. Let's look inside. Talking about all this growth, and you touched on it, but what has this done for the department that you're in? What have you had to do? How have you had to change as you prepare for this?
And over the last couple of years, you know, since 2008, we've kind of done more with less. But this last year, we were able to actually add a planning position. We were able to add a building inspector position and add a position that was kind of new to the city of Brian, but we're still feeling our way through it, is a drainage inspector, somebody to go out and make sure these construction sites and developments are doing what they should be doing per TCEQ law.
Yeah.
So it's just something, as Brian continues to grow, you know, we're going to have more eyes on us. So we're gonna start making that effort now before it's mandated.
Yeah, good stuff. Glad that we're part of the growth that's spreading all over Texas. Thanks for coming in this morning,
Absolutely.
Cody.
Absolutely.
All right, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We visit with the folks of Brian on Thursdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at schlitterbahn.com. Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
About 10 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So Keith Davison of beautiful Morris, Minnesota, happily spending his life savings in a very good cause.
Oh.
Kids. Now, he's 94 years old, okay? Tells KARE 11 TV that he and his wife, Evie passed away back in April of last year, that they just wanted to do something that was great for kids. And so he made a big decision last spring to spend lots of time with young folks in the neighborhood and had a 32-foot-long, 9-foot-deep swimming pool constructed in his backyard. The new pool is open to all kids. Local kids come over and they just enjoy themselves. He's happy to be able to let the kids go in there and just swim in a pool that he built for them.
What a cool thing to do.
That is. That's a really nice thing.
Selfless gesture.
Yeah. So, do doctors really write scripts for this? 49-year-old Clinton Taylor charged for running down a 69-year-old man in a crosswalk in Massachusetts when police got there. Taylor had an open container, told them that his doctor had told him to drink this so that he didn't have withdrawals from quitting, I guess, drinking. He didn't know that he had hit a person. All he said is he knew he had hit a large object.
Eww.
His blood alcohol was 0.28, and he still had an open bottle of beer in the car.
Mm.
Arrested for operating a vehicle under the influence of liquor, second-degree offense, and also leaving the scene of a personal injury accident, negligent driving, driving with an open container in his vehicle, and a crosswalk violation.
Mm. Probably not a very good doctor. Probably not going to be a doctor for long.
Probably not. The guy he hit ended up being okay.
You know, that's weird. I actually, this is a kind of a personal story here, but when I was 5 years old, I was actually run over in a parking lot.
Oh my.
By a van.
Wow.
By a guy who was drinking.
Like over you?
Like over me.
Like wheels over you?
Like wheels over me. I don't know how I survived. I don't know how it didn't seriously injure me. But it ran over my lower body, and
wow.
I mean, I guess at 5 years old, I was pliable. I think it was probably a gravel parking lot, and
okay.
So somehow I survived.
Wow.
pretty unscathed,
okay.
Oddly enough. There was definitely something watching over me. But
I think so. Yeah, it wasn't your time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage, he's a little short guy, right?
Yep.
Has sent out a message to his fans, along with PETA, people for tasty animals.
Right.
But he said, stop buying huskies because they resemble the dire wolves on the show.
Oh, why?
Which, well, just simply because, you know, huskies aren't right for every place.
That
okay?
is very true.
You know, and there, I had a friend who had a, I guess it was a husky. They will run. Huskies are runners, okay? They get loose. They
because they're
run.
Wolves.
Exactly.
They're wolves.
They
yeah.
run, and they go a long way, and they don't necessarily know where they went or how to get back. So that plus the fact that the weather that we have here
right.
is really not conducive to an animal that has that kind of fur.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and not saying that husky owners here are being irresponsible, but you do have to know, you have to be aware of that ahead of time before you just go out and get one, because
yeah.
it looks like a dire wolf.
Yeah, that's, and again, we hope you're not that into, but we had that problem when 101 Dalmatians came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Lots of Dalmatians.
Well, lots of Dalmatians. Dalmatians sometimes have hearing problems, for instance. Dalmatians also are very sensitive to the sun because of their skin.
Right.
And, you know, again, in an area like this,
yeah,
they
that's
may not
a breed
be perfect
that you really don't see very much of.
Sure. And again, mostly they're inside dogs. But when 101 Dalmatians was the thing, People were doing that. They were buying those as well. So think about those pets before you do it, okay?
Adopt one on Saturday for free.
For nothing. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. That's awesome. I read that. That's in our PSA rotation, of course. And I thought, wow, it makes me want to just, you know, no, I can't get another one. But it does make me want to.
Aggieland Humane, they open at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Got a call a few minutes ago from John Bennett. John runs the TV station KAMU over there. John was listening, and John and Chip and I all worked together in television at one time at the same TV station.
And was that when you had the wind-up TVs?
Yes, exactly. We had the gas-powered TVs. And
crank on the side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he was just mentioning how we have, I watch PBS, and we have a lot of listeners. Chip doesn't, and Chip has his listeners. So he was just saying there might be some sort of correlation there, and so I thank John.
I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I've heard smart people watch PBS.
Yeah, I don't know about that. There he is.
The boss. He's the man.
He's Mr. Eclipse.
Thank goodness you played this. I'm still sad about this title.
I know you are.
Mr. Ben Downs.
Nothing any sadder than the title.
I know.
Past chairman.
Past, I know. Oh. All right.
Hey, well, yeah. I'm just beside myself. Yeah. I am a Twitter with this with this news that we haven't. I was trying to get to Cheyenne or Casper, Wyoming.
Right.
We fly to Cheyenne to get to Casper, and I was then trying to fly to South
Casper,
Carolina.
Excuse me.
I was trying to. No, it was Cheyenne. That's where I was landing.
Okay.
And I'm not that crazy. I'm not going to spend a couple of grand to fly there. And
then
you're crazy enough to even think about it.
And then to sleep in the parking lot of a Best Western or someplace like that. And then to find out the eclipse is coming here.
It's coming to you.
It's coming back right here. And better yet, it's also going to be over Hope, Arkansas. And my sister already told me I could have a room at her house.
There you go.
She's as excited as I am until I told her it was 7 years from now. And she said, I'm not going to. I may put it in Craigslist after all, Ben.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, 7 years, I can do that. Now, I'm not going to be able to write a book after it.
You can make it.
I can do this.
I believe in you.
7 years. I can do this. I mean,
just
don't
get
me wrong.
Keep eating your veggies. Get your steps in.
Yep, that's right. Ugh.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah,
cut back on that wine, maybe just a little.
No, that's another reason to live.
Doctor's orders, you know, like that last story.
So in other words, they're called umbrologists, people who are in.
Yeah, and the umbra is the part of is the dark area.
Yeah, so you're an umbrologist?
Sounds like they know how to use umbrellas.
Yeah, study umbrellas, people. Yeah.
Well, there's I think it was
Philistines.
Dayandtime.com is where I found the track of the.
It's in Wikipedia too.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
How come KBTX?
That's how you know
didn't,
it's true.
How come KBTX didn't have this as breaking news?
That's what I was.
I want to know
because you know.
You've got it.
KBTX has learned that. Yeah.
We're going to have an Umbra. Yeah. An Umbra's coming.
Oh, my God. It'll be a giant Umbra. Okay. Anyway.
April 8th. It's Dave's birthday, too. So
oh,
I mean,
that right?
I mean, that's
no,
everything.
Perfect.
It's everything. I'm not going to his birthday now. I'm staying right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I think it's 100% at our Maverick 100.9
yeah, we're
radio
pretty close.
Station.
I mean,
I think that's 100%
wow.
at that tower site.
Oh. Yeah. Here's the only scary thing. Be sure the people in Hearn know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Or their general store won't be prepared, like Casper, Wyoming.
Yeah, he was being ruder than that.
I was being much more rude than that.
I know.
Okay, well, yeah. Twice today she's tried to elevate our show. She
trying to
really
be
has.
A little nicer.
She was trying to be nice.
It's the influence of her mom.
Yep. All right, aww. We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WDAW College Station Bride.